Hi there. My name is Rory Clark. I'm the pastor of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church in Mesa, Arizona. And I have a question for you. Why don't you give God another chance? That's the focus of these 10-minute lessons. You can give God another chance. Today's lesson, look at all God wants for you. So I don't know about you, but I like these 10-minute lessons. They are like a spiritual Red Bull. Red Bull is an energy drink, which, by the way, I've never had. And they offer a shot of spiritual adrenaline, perhaps to get your day off to a great start, perhaps to help you recover from a setback. Frankly, I don't really know how you use the lessons or what the lessons mean to you. I don't really hear from you guys, but I am pretty surprised that the lessons are viewed all around the world by 10 to 15,000 different views every week. Now, what can get missed in the short lessons is the cumulative effect of the messages. In this lesson, I want you to think about what God is communicating to you through these short lessons, and I'd like you to see all of that in one place. God, first of all, wants you to know that He exists. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says this, "In the beginning," not a beginning, "God created the heavens and the earth." A very bold statement. God wants you to see things through His eyes. And I use the example of the Jesus the Redeemer statue in Rio, where you can look at it from the outside and see one thing, but if you were to go up into the statue and look out through the statue's eyes, you would see a very different picture. God wants you to see things like that through His eyes, not through human eyes. He is not a judgmental God who is tallying up all your mistakes, waiting for just the right moment to come down on you. God loves you unconditionally. You can't disappoint God. You can't surprise God because He's omniscient. He knows all the knowable. And He knew about you a billion years ago. All your successes, all your failures, all your betrayals, all your flaws, all the times that you would turn your back on Him. You can't hide from God. He's omnipresent, and He loves you unconditionally anyway. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 says, the one who does not love unconditionally does not know God, for God is unconditional love. In His very person, God loves you unconditionally, and there never has been a time, nor will there ever be a time when He does not love you unconditionally. His love requires nothing in return from you. In fact, He loves you most when you're at your worst. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, God the Father demonstrates His own unconditional love toward all mankind, and that while we were sinners, while we were ungodly, unrighteous, unbelievers, Christ died as a substitute for us. God wants a relationship with you. The God I'm talking about, of course, is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 16, verse 31 says this, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and everyone in your household who also believes." Our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is the way to salvation, and it is so easy. John chapter 14, verse 6 says, "The Lord Jesus Christ said to doubting Thomas, 'I am the way to salvation. I am the truth. Through the Word of God, I am the Zoe life, the resurrection life, the eternal life, and no one comes to the Father but through believing in me.'" God cares for you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7 say, "Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that He might promote you at the proper time, slamming all your cares on His back because He cares for you." God cares for you means God considers your problems to be His responsibility. God does not expect you to live a sinless life. He knows you make mistakes. In fact, if you look at all the biblical heroes of all time, they were the most flawed people. God wants you to know that He does not need you to be perfect, and He would never want you to be a perfectionist. Psalm 51, verse 5 says this, "I, David, was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me." David was one of the greatest kings of all time. God always gives the most flawed people the most important jobs. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8 says this, "To me, Paul, the very least of all the saints, the very least of all the believers in Christ, this grace was given by God to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ. God wants you to live an obedient life. He wants you to listen to Him and to follow His instructions because He is always right. Psalm 46, verse 10 says, "Cease striving and know that I am God." Since He's God, you don't have to be. Let Him do everything for you just like He wants to do. Why? Because God has a perfect plan for your imperfect life as an imperfect creature. Matthew chapter 10, verse 30 says, "The very hairs on your head are all numbered." God knows everything about you. He always has. He always will, no matter what your attitude is toward Him. Atheist, agnostic, it does not matter. God loves you unconditionally. But God has an enemy who doesn't want you to get to know God and doesn't want you to know any of the magnificent things that God has done for you, that God has in store for you. His enemy is Satan. John chapter 8, verse 44 describes him. It says, "Whenever Satan speaks a lie, he speaks from his very own nature, for he is a liar in his very identity and the father of lies." Satan lies to you about God's attitude towards you, and his lies are easy to believe. But here's the truth. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4 say, "This is good and acceptable in the sight of the God who is our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who desires all men to be saved and who desires for all men to come to the knowledge of the truth." God reveals himself to his creatures in ways that make sense to human beings, and he uses the Bible to do it. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21 say, "Know this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of private interpretation, and no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will. But men, moved by God the Holy Spirit, spoke from the direct thinking of the God, the Lord Jesus Christ." So the Bible is not merely a book. It is a supernatural document that communicates God's exact thinking to his creatures. And as no attempts to distort it, to pervert it, to subvert it, to penetrate it with lies ever have or ever will be successful, because a God with all the power is able to protect his thoughts so that you can know them in ways that will make sense to you. James chapter 1, verse 5 says this, "If any of you lacks wisdom, and you do lack truth and answers in your soul quite often, let him keep on asking the source, God the Father, in prayer, who gives wisdom to all generously and without reproach through a communicator, and wisdom will be given to him who asks for it." Isn't it interesting to see all these things in one place? God exists. He loves you unconditionally. He loves you when you're at your worst. He wants a relationship with you. He cares for you so much that he considers your problems to be his responsibility. God gives his most important jobs to the most flawed people. God has a personal plan for your life. He knows everything about you. He always has had you in mind personally and by name, and he always will. He wants you to be saved. And he wants you to know the truth. But God has an enemy, Satan, who sponsors lies and who sponsors liars to keep you from getting to know God. But God provides the Bible as your source of truth. And if you ask him, he will keep on revealing the truth to you. These are just a few of the reasons why you should give God another chance. We'll hear more reasons in our next lesson. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at www.barahministries.com. That's www.barahministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. If you like these lessons, share them with your friends. If you like these lessons, feel free to help us financially so that we can keep providing these lessons free of charge to people all over the world. And thank you very much for those of you who have chosen to help us so far. When you give, do it because you've been given to and because you want to give, not because you have to give. And speaking of giving, keep on giving God another chance. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.